Hey, everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. So glad that you're with me today. So thankful for all of you pushing play today, ready to hopefully hear something that's going to uplift you and carry you through your week. I always know I need a little bit of uplifting about midweek, beginning of the week, end of the week. A little uplifting every day is what I need. We all do, right? I think we all try to find things that help us to feel better and listen to things that that bring us joy and bring us that we can learn something. And so I hope today that we can do that, that through this little bit of time that I have with you, that you can be uplifted. And today I wanted to talk about something that I think for myself has been always like a topic that like has always brought condemnation, which we know is not from God at all. And I don't know why. Well, I do know. I do. Satan wants this to feel super heavy and like you're not doing it right, and there's like all these strings attached and all these things, because he knows that this is our very weapon. And he obviously doesn't want us to be confident in anything that God has for us, especially when we can use it against him, right? So today we're going to be talking about prayer. And as beautiful as that word is, and what it means, and how the depth of what prayer is, I think that's where a lot of times people get tripped up, right? When we talk about prayer, we have thoughts of like, well, I don't pray enough, or, you know, I should be praying more, and I don't really know how to pray, and I don't really know what to pray. And I, you know, right. There's all these reasons why we can't, you know, be this prayer warrior, right? And how many things are there now, which, please don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, if you know, have a war room, or, you know, a prayer room, or a prayer closet, or a prayer notebook, or all of that, I love all of that. I think that's amazing. I think it's a great idea. There's been times in my life where I've kept notebooks of just different prayers, so that way I can remember specifically what I want to pray for others and things like that. So don't get me wrong. I love all of that. I think it's great. But I also think sometimes, as we see those things, right? We see the notebooks and the prayer rooms and all of that. The minute we aren't doing it like that, we feel less than, or like it's not good enough, right? We think like, well, if I'm not, you know, down on my face to pray, or if I'm not in this really sweet little room praying, or if I don't have, you know, a mile long notebook of all my prayers, then I'm not doing it right. And I'm here today to just tell you that prayer is just talking to God. It's an ongoing conversation that keeps us in communion and in contact and in close relationship with our Father every day, all day. And, you know, are there times in our lives where we're going through things, and maybe there's like some seriously, you know, whether it's, decision making or health issues, or I don't know, you fill in the blank. Are there times where it's like, we are on our faces, we are praying, we are, you know, working this out through prayer? Sure, there are those times. But more than not, well, and always, the prayer really is for us. The prayer reminds us of who God is, It keeps us in communion with him. God never leaves us. God never walks away from us. God never changes his mind about us. God loves us whether we pray to him or we don't pray to him. So the prayer is for us to be able to talk to him. He's always speaking to us. But the prayer is the action of the believer speaking out in faith, prayers, and just talking to our Father. And I think if we can, make it simple, because Christians have a tendency to, complicate so many things that do not need to be complicated, right? God is not complicated. He's not hard to understand. He's not. And we are the ones that do that. We make it more complicated than what it needs to be. Sometimes we can see people and we're like, wow, they must really be like a spiritual giant, and their prayer life again, of course, it starts to make you feel less than. But I want to just start today by reading some scripture to you about what Jesus says about prayer and about what that looks like. And obviously we should be praying in public, not being goofy though, right? Like, don't be the weird person, right? And don't be like the Pharisee, as we're going to read. But there's a difference in just praying, again, talking to God. Are you weird and goofy when you're talking to your friend in public, or your kids, or your husband, or whatever? No, it's just a normal conversation. And that's what we're talking about here. And so I want to start and read what Jesus says, because I think it's important that we kind of lay this foundation here of what he says prayer looks like, because we can have an idea in our mind or what we think a real prayer warrior looks like. But let's see what Jesus says. And in Matthew 6, we're going to start at verse 5, and we're going to read through verse 8. And it says, and this is Jesus talking here. He says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Isn't it amazing to know that before we even start praying, before we even start asking God and talking to him about our needs, he already knows. He already knows. And he loves it when we can come to him and talk to him and ask him with a thankful heart, with gratitude, and knowing that he already knows our need, because that's faith. It takes our faith to talk to him about the things we need, all while knowing that he already knows. And if he already knows, we might think, well, why do I have to pray and ask him if he already knows? Well, do you know the things that your children need? Of course you do. We know what our kids need. But doesn't it bless our heart when they talk to us about things, when they ask us for things, and when they remind us of things, right? Like, we still have communication with people. But what I love here is it's like he's telling us, go in your room and shut the door. And you don't have to be repetitious. In other words, we're not begging God. We're not loud and obnoxious and using the many words, right? So many times we think, well, I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to ask him for that, or I don't know how to talk to him about this. And he's specifically saying they think they're going to be heard for their many words. But that's not why that your prayers are answered, is how many words you use or how many times you say it, right? It's like he already knows you need it, so just ask him. And how freeing is that, right? Like, we know we can just come to him and we can just talk to him. That it's not about saying these perfect words or the perfect prayer or knowing exactly what to say. Again, this is just a conversation with your Father in heaven who loves you so much. And, you know, the Pharisees or the hypocrites, they would be out on the street corners praying loudly and rocking around and doing all of that. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, and what was that for? That was for them. They wanted to be seen. Right. And God's not saying, or Jesus isn't saying here, that the only time you should pray is when you're in your room with the door shut. Now, do we need to do that sometimes? Sure. Because sometimes there are things that are just between you and God. But I think the more important part, what we hear is it's like, again, don't be like the Pharisees on the street corners being loud and obnoxious and all of that. There's a time and a place for, you know, community prayer and things like that, of course. But what he's saying is, he's like, this is a relationship between me and you. This is a conversation between me and you. It doesn't have to be about everybody else. And you don't have to let everyone else know that you're praying and what you're talking about, right? We're just here and we're just having a conversation. And I think it's important because a lot of times when we are needing something from God, we get this mentality that we need to continue to ask him over and over and over again. Especially if we're not seeing the answer to prayer as quickly as we would like to, or in the way that we thought he was going to answer us. And I think it's important that he talks about that you don't need to be repetitious. Once we ask him, we have to trust that he has heard our petition and that he is already working on our behalf because he already knows what we have need of. And we're just going to keep reading some scripture here. And in 1 John 5 verses 14 through 15, it says this: "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." See, I love that we can have a confidence in him, right? And I want to say this because I always bring it back to this because it's just so important. But how is our confidence built? In other words, how is our faith built in talking to him, especially when we read our Bible? When we know the heart of our Father, how much easier it is to have confidence when we're talking to him and trusting that he's actually hearing us and trusting that he's actually going to do what he said he was going to do. But the other thing I want to point out also is it says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. According to his will. See, when we're praying for things that are outside of God's will for our lives, he's not going to answer those prayers because his will for us. And you might think, well, that's not good. Why wouldn't he answer my prayer? Well, here's the difference. You have to go back to the basics of God's will for you is perfect. His plan for you is perfect and it's only good. So why wouldn't you want him to answer your prayer according to his perfect will? Amen. His will is perfect. I wouldn't want him to answer a prayer of mine that I have outside of his will for me because I might get it wrong sometimes. And not that it's bad. You may not be praying for something bad or wrong or anything like that, but we're human. Right? We're going to miss it sometimes. And so we might be praying about something that we feel really strong about, but God's like, that's not in my perfect will for you. And thank God he doesn't answer that prayer because who knows what that answered prayer could lead to without us even realizing it. So while you think, oh no, I don't know what his will is and I don't know how to pray like that. No. Relax. Go back to the basics. His plan and his purpose and his will for you is perfect and it's good. So if you're thinking, well, I don't know what that will is, then just start praying that God would answer your prayer according to his will. Lord, I don't see the full thing yet, but I know that you're working on my behalf to make things happen in my life that are according to your will, that they're according to your purpose, that even if I don't know exactly what to pray right now, Lord, you still hear me. My heart is still yours. I'm still standing in a position to move and in the direction that you would have me to go, that I'm in a position to receive the things that you would have for me to receive, and that I'm in a position to do the things that you would have for me to do. That's prayer. It's not like you have to know exactly every single detail all the time. But I also want to say this, that learning his will is very important. It's very important to learn his will. And the way that we do that is reading our Bible. And it's not like we open our Bible and God's like, okay, Danielle Decker's will, my will for Danielle Decker. It's not that. It's just as I begin to see Jesus in the scriptures, I begin to see myself. And as I begin to see myself according to the scripture and according to who God says I am, I can start walking in that way. And as I start walking in that way, God begins to reveal and unfold those plans for me. And I can much easier see what it is and begin to pray for those things because my eyes are opened to who he is, which in turn makes my eyes open to who I am in him. And that is according to his plan and his perfect will for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that there are times in my life where I thought I wanted a specific answer to something, but you didn't answer it in the way that I thought I wanted it answered or the way that I wanted it to be. And God's like, no, I'm going to do it like this because I love you and I know better for you than what you do. Thank God. Thank God I don't have to have all the answers, but he does. Now I want to go to Mark 11:24, and Jesus says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. See, when we're praying, we have to believe that what we're asking for, that we will receive it. Because in God's mind, his plan, his perfect will for us, everything that we'll ever need, it's already done. It's already taken care of. The word tells us that we call those things that aren't as though they already are, because it already is. It's already in motion. Even if we don't see it right away. It's already done. His will for us is already done, and we just continue to walk that out in prayer. So whatever things we ask when we pray, we have to believe that we receive them. We have to believe that. And let's build on that for a second by going to James 1 and verse 6. And it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So he says that whatever you ask, believe that you receive. But ask in faith without doubting. Because when you're doubting, you're like the waves tossed to and fro. See, we have to build that confidence. Again, like we talked about, having the confidence, having that trust that God hears us. It's but not hearing us because we're saying the perfect words or we have the perfect prayer room or we write down every single prayer in our notebook. No, it's every day communing with him. Prayer is not a punishment to just constantly be like, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, blah, blah. No, it's just talking with him all day. It's having a conversation. And we can trust him, having faith, having confidence, knowing that he is already working on our behalf, that he already knows what we need. So if he already knows what we need, it's not about perfection. It's not about doing it right every single time. and having all of the answers, right? Knowing every single part of the plan and purpose that he has for us. But it is about having faith. It is about having confidence. It is about reading our Bible so we can spend more time with him. And the more we get to know him, the more we want to talk to him, right? I mean, think about when you first met your husband or your wife or one of your very best friends. The more you got to know them, the more you wanted to talk to them. If we don't know him and we don't know him on a personal level, we're not as excited to talk to him because we don't really know who he is. And so we're not really sure about how he feels about us. And do you really want to talk to me? And do you really want to hear what I have to say? And I'm not really sure. So hello, it's important to get to know him. It's important to know that he wants to hear from you. It's important to know that he loves you so much that he has nothing but good for you. And he wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to be in communion and close relationship with you. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you feeling like he's far off and far away and like you can't come to him. That's not what he wants. He wants to be close to you. Amen. He wants to be close to you. I want to go to 1 Thessalonians 5. And we're going to read 16 through 18. And it just says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the good that you are for me. That no matter what I'm going through, no matter what it looks like, you are on my side. You know what I need before I ask. And all, not only that, you are willing to take care of that need in a way that seems impossible to me. That you are a God of abundance, of more than enough. That's who you are. I'm loved. I'm cherished. I'm worthy. I'm forgiven. Amen. That's rejoicing always, praying without ceasing. We could think like, oh my gosh, I just need to be praying all the time. But remember, praying is just talking to God. That's what this is saying. It's not being stuck in a room and, you know, never leaving because you're just having so much prayer time. No. What it means is having an attitude of prayer, a mental attitude of prayer and fellowship with God. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thanking God for his perfect plan for your life and that he's with you. He's with you always. He never leaves you. He'll never forsake you. Amen. He has so much for us that sometimes we miss it. We miss out on it because we make prayer into something that it was never meant to be. This is easy. This isn't hard. This is us talking to him. And listen, there are things in his life, in your life, that he wants to do for you. But you have to remember that God doesn't force himself upon you and he won't force his will upon you. He won't force anything upon you because he wants you to freely receive it. Amen. He wants you to freely receive of him. And there are things in your life that he wants to come to pass. But he won't force it to happen. So that's why it's so important that we give power to the words that we speak, for the prayer that we speak, because the minute we do that, we are giving God the go-ahead to do all the things that he wants to do, saying, yes, Lord. And he says, awesome. That's all I needed. I just need you to say yes. I just need you to give me the go-ahead. And he will do it. Man, that's good. He has things for you, but you have to give him the go-ahead, right? Amen. That's what he wants for us. But prayer, real quick here before we end, is also hearing, not just speaking, but hearing from God. And we kind of talked about this. Remember, so many times people are like, well, I can't really hear from God. Now I don't really know if it's him. And da, 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 da. You can, You do and you will. If you have a conscience, and you do, then you hear from him. When you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness to your spirit, and you hear from him in that way, okay? And we're going to read two scriptures here, and it says John 10, verses 4 and 5, and this is Jesus talking, and he says, "And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." See, he is our shepherd. We know his voice. We know him. And if he tells us that, then we have to believe him, right? We have to trust him, and we have to know that if he says he will speak to us and that we can follow him because he's speaking to us, then we say, "Yes, Lord, your word tells me that you're speaking to me and that I can hear you. So I thank you, Lord, that you are speaking loud and clear into my life." Amen. And he also says this in John 10, starting in verse 27. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Amen. He knows us. And because he knows us, because he loves us, we can trust him and we can follow him. We can sit and we can listen for his voice. Amen. So as we wrap this up, guys, I want you to understand that prayer is just a conversation with God. It's just talking with him, communing with him, having fellowship with him. Having an attitude of prayer is just saying, "Lord, I know you're with me every day, all day. That I have a confidence in you, that I can pray out your perfect plan and will for my life just by talking to you." And the more you get to know him and read your Bible, and the more you get to know him, the more you can trust him. And the more you read your Bible and the more you see Jesus, the more you see yourself, and the more you see yourself in the light of Jesus, the easier it is to see that plan and purpose that he has for you. Amen. Prayer is our weapon of warfare. We give power to the words that we speak by the position that we have in Jesus Christ. He gave us authority and power. He gave it to us. And so as we speak on his behalf, we have power and authority in our words. Amen. And as Christians, we have to start praying things out, speaking things out, and giving it power and prayer. And God needs us. He needs us to pray out the things that he would do to give him the go-ahead. Amen. I really hope that this encouraged you today to take some time and relax. Take a deep breath. Talk to God. He's your Father in heaven, and he loves you. And he is waiting to hear from you every day. Every day, just talking to him, having conversation with him. He loves you so much. Share this message with someone else that might need that same encouragement. I pray you guys have an awesome week, and I'll see you here next week at That Girl.